Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Yes, it is 85718. I've got my volume all the way up. Can you boost your volume a little bit, please?
Yes, sir, I can. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Thank you kindly.
Yes, sir, thank you. Not a problem. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Yes, sir. I thank you for bearing with me. I'm waiting on my supervisor to get me into the system, sir. So I ask if you could bear with me a couple seconds, and I'll be able to get you pulled up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I'm still here with you, sir. I thank you for your patience. I'm just waiting on them to get me in the system. Not yet, sir. Yes, sir, not yet. But as soon as we are, I'll try to make it as quick as possible.
Explain why I'm called. That may help us with time-wise.
I'm sorry, so I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat it for me?
Yeah. Can I explain why I called and that may help us time-wise?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have a deal with a Visa card, and the Visa card from spent with you guys for $39.99 on the 5th of May was not accepted, and I was wondering what was the material for. I called yesterday and they said that I don't owe the men, I don't owe you anything, because they said you canceled the thing.
Can I try to get you pulled up? Can I get your zip code, please?
Yeah, zip code is 85718.
Yes, sir. And I'll try to get you pulled up and see if I can better assist you. He said 85718.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
For May 5th, $39.99.
All right, thank you.
And the customer, you, listed on the Visa, the spending thing, was Select Pro Complete. Is that you guys?
That may be a vendor's name. And that was 85718.
85718.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you. And may I ask your name, sir?
I'm sorry?
Your name? Can I get your name?
You want my name? I can't understand.
Yes, sir. Can I get your name?
Name is Gerald McDermott.
All right. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
4900 East Placida, Arenosa, Tucson.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I just need to know what was the product and who was it to be, where was it to be shipped to?
All right. This is for that streaming device that was, a streaming device. Yes, sir.
What is a streaming device?
It'll help like your Wi-Fi come up. And I can see that you were refunded the shipping for that also. Yes, sir.
Right.
And that $39.99 declined. That was that charge on the 5th that you spoke about, but it declined. And
okay,
that,
but I have nothing. I looked at my my computer, and that $39.99 is not on my computer. The people yesterday said that it was canceled, and I own nothing.
That's correct.
I'm just trying to find out. I think we were both scammed, by the way, because I did not order that. I'm 90 years old. I don't even know what streaming is.
Yes, sir. It's where you pick up, like, movies. You'll get better quality with your anything dealing with Wi-Fi. But, yes, sir, I can tell you, they got you fully refunded. I can see that those charges were disputed also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the streaming device, where was it supposed to be shipped to?
It's showing that it was shipped to your address.
No, that's not correct. It can't be.
That 4900 East Placita,
Arenosa. That's my address, but I never ordered it. As I said, I'm 90 years old. I don't know what streaming is or anything like that. We're not into electronic stuff. I think we were both scammed for some reason. I don't know.
Yes, sir. And just like I stated, I can get you connected to our fraud department, but I can see that there were no charges to the account. What was charged was refunded.
All right. So they said yesterday it was canceled. So, okay, so you're okay as far as that. I'm okay like that, but somewhere along the line, we both got screwed. Okay.
Unfortunately, I hate that, sir.
Yep, okay. Well, thank you kindly. I appreciate your efforts. Thank you.
No problem, sir. I thank you for calling customer support also. Have
Bye
a good now. Day, sir. All right.